The death toll from wildfires in Hawaii has increased substantially to 55, and the number of missing is now put in the hundreds. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster, releasing funds to help Maui, where what was once the capital of Hawaii in the larger sense, Lania, has been largely destroyed. This lunchtime, the Department of Foreign Affairs has said it's aware of a small number of Irish citizens affected by the fires. It's advising them to stay away from affected areas and comply with any evacuation orders. Well, Maui businessman Cole Millington, who makes and sells hot sauce, has been telling our reporter Carol Coleman that the rescue and recovery effort is chaotic.
It's a lot of disorganization right now. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of organizations that are trying to help, but there's just so many moving pieces right now. The National Guard and the police are not letting most of us drive over to the west side because of the danger, potential danger and whatnot, but it's hindering help efforts. And unfortunately, the National Guard and the police and all of the other government and emergency services, from what I've been told from people who have been over there and made it back, they're doing an extremely poor job of telling people where to go to get help, and the community centers over there that are set up as shelter hubs and whatnot. So it's in disarray right now. It's pretty hard to get things done, but the community is trying to come together pretty hard to make stuff happen. But we're reeling here. It's very emotional for everyone.
Would you know any of the people who have lost their lives in this?
Potentially, yeah. I have a couple friends who are firefighters who I haven't heard from. I have tons of friends that I have not heard from. It's a small, small island community. I wasn't born and raised in Lahaina, but if you were, everybody knows everybody. I've been here for about 5 years, and I feel like I know everybody. I think the entire town population is 15 to maybe 20,000. And if you have seen any of the maps or any of the videos, I would say roughly about 95% of the town is burned to the ground, unrecognizable. From what I've heard from snippets when my friends get service on the other side, is they said there's bodies littering the streets and in the water. So I think that number is going to grow exponentially. Lahaina used to be the capital of Hawaii, so there's a lot of history. It's an old whaling town. It's such an amazingly, stunningly beautiful place, but right now it looks like if you had entered hell. And it's going to be a long haul. It's going to be a couple months, if not years, of rebuilding and recovery, and a lot of lives will never be the same.
You had a business there. What was your business?
Unfortunately, my entire house and my business burns. I own Honolulu Hot Sauce Company, which is a company I started during COVID. And unfortunately, it's not just my business. It's all of my friends' businesses, all of my community's businesses is completely gone.
And that was businessman Cole Millington, Maui businessman Cole Millington of the Honolulu Hot Sauce Company, on the destruction of his business and, of course, so many lives on the island of Maui. But before we came on air, we spoke once again to Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman about the scale of the tragedy that's now unfolding.
Christopher, it's continuing to be a grim situation, and each day brings some discouraging news. Certainly, as you say, the death toll keeps rising, but those numbers are going to continue to go up because state officials and the Maui police chief said today that he doesn't know how many people. There's not a calculation of numbers right now because this scene is still a bit chaotic in the sense that communication is such a problem on the west side of Maui Island. There is no electricity. There's no cell phone service. There's no landline service. There's no internet. So it's very difficult in terms of establishing what has happened when it comes to tracking down people. That's why the number of missing is so large, and you see people who have who are in shelters as well. It's very much a situation that's still under development with a lot of uncertainty around it.
The speed with which this fire spread, I mean, that is our understanding here in Ireland as to how so many people perished. They literally didn't have time to escape.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You see pictures of this. you see pictures of cars that are just sort of melted lumps from the speed of how fast this came through. And it was a combination of brush fires, of wildfires, which we do have in Hawaii. These are seasonal. These are to be expected. But the combination with those strong winds and the unpredictable nature of those winds just really combined to make this just an absolutely tragic event, and fast moving, as you say.
You say that the death toll will inevitably rise. Do we have a sense as to the people who've perished? Are they residents? Are they tourists? Are they a combination? Seasonal workers? How might you describe that?
Yeah, so far we're not getting specific information on that. Just in terms of, if not speculation, but just based on the number of people and the location of this, you'd expect a bit of a combination, because it is the town of Lahaina has been a big tourist draw. It's right on the ocean between the Pacific Ocean and the West Maui Mountains. Very picturesque scene, beautiful sunsets. But again, local residents certainly, and the way that this swept through just a main area and all of the town, it's uncertain in terms of how many people got trapped in terms of not being able to get out. And it's going to take some time to figure that out.
We associate Hawaii, of course, with being a place of paradise. Lahaina is the old capital up until the mid-1900s. Tell us about the town, what it was like, how beautiful it was.
Yes, it really is, and I guess I should say now was, but a special place, but is a special place. It was a capital back when Hawaii was a kingdom. It was in the 1800s, 1820s and 30s and 40s, one of the centers of the whaling industry in the Pacific. It was one of the major ports in the Hawaiian Islands for whaling, and it just has developed over years into a charming tourist attraction. Certainly, the part of the draw, these old wooden buildings and along a wooden pier, looking out over the Pacific, and it's facing west, so you get the beauty of the sun. Sunsets over the ocean, a lot of romance with Lahaina, and right now that's all gone.
President Biden last night declared a major disaster for Hawaii and the island of Maui, releasing a huge amount of money. Are there any preliminary estimates as to what the cost will be to make Lahaina beautiful again, make Maui beautiful again in the parts that have been so damaged, and to revive the economy there, which of course is so dependent on tourism?
Yes, it's interesting. Governor Josh Green today was asked that, and he said, I can just tell you it's going to be in the billions. And also the time frame for that is another thing that remains uncertain. And again, right now in this stage of where we are in the recovery process, it's so early to know that for sure. But certainly the emergency funding in the world of the U.S. government bureaucracy that's going to speed some funding here. One immediate priority for that is going to be housing for people whose homes burned to the ground, for people who no longer have homes. In terms of the longer term economic development, that's certainly going to take time to focus and to develop.
I suppose a little like Martha's Vineyard off in Massachusetts. A number of very high-profile U.S. citizens own property and indeed live on Maui. Oprah Winfrey, Jeff Bezos, Clint Eastwood, we're hearing some of the names. What sort of role do you think they might play in helping the island to recover?
Well, the hope is, in the spirit of Hawaii certainly, is that people pitch in. Together, there's often talk of paddling the canoe together and working together on that. And certainly there's a lot of opportunity to go around on that phrase as well. And so we're hoping that community spirit, just extends as part of the spirit of aloha.
And that was Bill Dorman, news director with Hawaii Public Radio, talking to us just a little earlier.